Good morning. High pressure kept it dry and mostly clear overnight across interior New York and New England, and many places once again starting out below freezing with some frost and in the 20s and lower 30s. That same high will provide an onshore flow today. At the same time, a disturbance will ride up the East Coast from the Carolinas. It looks like the disturbance will stay far enough off the coast to bring most of our area mostly sunny skies from central and northern Vermont across the Adirondacks and into the Mohawk Valley and the southern tier of New York, while the marine influence could produce more cloud cover across parts of the Catskills, Greater Capital District, mid and lower Hudson Valley across into central and southern New England. In these areas, with a breeze out of the east, it will remain chilly and even kind of damp with scattered showers and temperatures holding in the upper 40s and lower 50s. To the north and especially west, where we see more in the way of sunshine, highs will be well up into the middle and upper 50s today. That system along the coast will work its way off the eastern seaboard overnight tonight, leaving us with partly to mostly cloudy skies and temperatures back into the 30s to around 40. At this point, we'll turn our attention to our west, where the next front will be working its way through the Great Lakes. It looks like this front will take all day tomorrow to arrive in the immediate area, and as a result, we'll have some breaks of sunshine, although clouds will be on the increase. More importantly, a developing southwest wind will push temperatures well up into the 60s and even some lower and middle 70s for the day tomorrow. As the clouds thicken, we do run the risk of a few showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. Showers will be more numerous as the front passes through the region tomorrow night, which will eventually lead to a cool down, but really just temperatures back toward normal on Thursday and Friday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Right now, it looks like high pressure will dominate even through the upcoming weekend with partly to mostly sunny skies and highs in the middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings remain in effect for parts of the western Great Lakes, where another 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible before that system moves out. And another storm is moving through the Rockies now, with 8 to 16 inches of snow expected in the foothills of the Rockies. 3 to 5 inches of snow is likely in the Denver area today. Meanwhile, runoff from last week's intense Midwest rainfall is still keeping several rivers in major flood stage, especially across Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, and Michigan. The larger rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will take longer to recede and will remain in major flood stage through the weekend. Numerous flood warnings continue at this hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Key West, Florida, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Saturday. And the last report of hail was at Kandahar, Afghanistan, at 3:17 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 19 degrees with a southeast wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 25, 79% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.47 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 2 at St. Mary, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 58 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 44, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.39 inches, which is 0.05 of an inch above normal, and 8.01 inches for the year, which is 2.33 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 456 now for the month, and 5,953 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 87 set in 2007 and in 1902, and the record low 26 in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:01 a.m., sunset this evening 7:47 p.m., 13 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with the chance of a shower in New England today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny with more clouds in the Catskills today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with the chance of a shower today, especially in New England, with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, but mild with a late-day shower possible, lower 70s. More showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tomorrow night. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, lower 60s, partly sunny Friday in the upper 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs all 3 days back into the middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.